5. Visions of Heresy. It makes such perfect sense. Such perfect, rational sense. Caecaltus isn't sure why it's taken him so long to appreciate it. The Emperor must die. He must. It's the only logical conclusion that anyone sane could reach. The Emperor must die. No! The Emperor must die. He is mad. A mad monster drunk on power. And his tyrannical rule has lasted far too long. He really must die. No! He must die now. It's the only way to stop the war. It's the only way to protect the human race. The Emperor must die immediately. Please stop! He must be put down and destroyed as quickly as possible. And who better to do that than the men built to guard his life? Who else is strong enough? Close enough? Please! Who else has the peerless clarity of mind to understand the perfect rational sense of it? The Emperor must die. I can't! Take that spear, plunge it through him, free the species! Shut up! It's all been arranged. The stage is set. Everything is ready. The Emperor won't see it coming, because he's a mad monster and utterly deranged. All the hard work's been done. He's been brought out of hiding to his place of execution. He is defenseless. Now just take that spear. Get out! The cunning of Horus Lupercal knows no limits. There is a reason his father named him Warmaster. He has arranged it, and made it all so easy. Look at the simple perfection of his stratagem. He set a trap so blatantly and painfully clumsy, it can only be a trap. A trap so brazenly incompetent that the Emperor could not afford to resist it. Stop! No! He laid bait so staggeringly unsubtle that it spoke to delusion, to a loss of faculty, to hubris and arrogance, and beckoned with such graceless inelegance that even the infallible master of mankind was convinced his first found had lost his wits. You will stop! And so the Emperor, proud and mad as he is, rushed into it, knowing full well it was a trap, yet arrogant enough to think he was ready for it. Ready for anything. More powerful than anything. More mighty than... No! No, indeed. The trap itself was the ruse. There was no way in creation for Horus to surprise his father, so he didn't even try. Instead, he let his father surprise himself. His arrogance was his own trap. Now take the spear. Caecaltus Dusk resists. He falls to his hands and knees, weeping and spitting blood. The feral ingenuity of Horus Lupercal has undone him entirely. It has undone them all. Choking on his own gore, he goes into violent convulsions as he tries to break the insidious control that has been placed upon him. He wants to get up, needs to get up and defend his king and master. Some of his brethren have collapsed, stricken like Caecaltus, but many of the other companions have already turned on him. Part of Caecaltus's brain, the part that he is resisting with every fibre of his being, is telling Caecaltus to get up and join them. It is screeching at him to become the utter contradiction of his nature. There is a pain in his chest, an invisible knife through his heart, pinning him to the deck. All he can do is lie there, shaking and fitting, witnessing the horror as a blood-dimmed vision. A vision of atrocity, of heresy, of natural law undone and duty desecrated, of the most shameless infidelity. A king turned on by his royal bodyguard, a monarch surprised and betrayed by the ones he trusted most, a Caesar butchered by the captains he never thought to doubt. We cannot be doing this. But we are. It is impossible for us to be doing it. But we are doing it anyway. Horus, you will pay for this. My King of Ages is alone. He cannot... Blood jets. The Master of Mankind decapitates Sentinel Warden Cliatan before Cliatan can skewer him with his lance. The Lord of Terror catches Sentinel Warden Khazad-dris and Hyteron Companion Kintara on the backswing of his burning blade as they rush him. He deflects Shield Captain Damasar's halberd and cuts him in two. Hykanatoi Chrismurthy weeps as his master beheads him because he realizes what he is being coerced to do. You will pay! You will pay, you traitorous monster! Shield Captain Avendro cartwheels away, Auramite splintering like golden glass, the long spray of his blood spattering the white hull of the Stormbird racked beside him. The trap was in us, all along. There was nothing waiting for us at all. Your doors were wide open and your shields were down. There were no surprises waiting for our master, except your profound mastery of the Immaterium, which we have woefully underestimated. We knew your power was great, first found. We had no conception of how great. Host Marshal Telamonis shreds through a guardrail, his headless form plummeting into the shadows of the underdeck subholds. The Emperor came here ready for anything, first found. So you prepared nothing. Misdirection. He was looking everywhere except at himself. With his attention held, you reached in, and, with formidable sleight of hand, took away his readiness. You took away his focus and determination from the moment he arrived. You took it from all of us. The Emperor's Warblade, a brand of white fire, leaves burning magnesium afterstreaks in the air. You took away our keen edge by easing our minds into distraction and puzzlement, into reflection, into random thoughts. You did it with such precision we forgot ourselves. You did it with such concealed domination of will, even our master couldn't sense your mind at work. Companion Cecil sinks to the deck and slides apart in three pieces, like a perfect puzzle that will never be put back together. And then you twisted the pristine souls of the custodians. Each one of us was painstakingly restructured on a molecular level to withstand the corruption of chaos. But you took the incorruptible, and you broke our minds. You broke the unbreakable. Sentinels Tiresk and Sistratus thrust at their master with guardian spears, firing their integrated bolters. We are shrieking because we understand what you have done to us. We are screaming because you have forced us to turn on the master we love above all things. We are howling because we are fighting it and we cannot resist. The mass reactive rounds explode against the rippling shield of his will, and he slices off the power blades of their spears. Tiresk and Sistratus get to take one step backwards before they are struck down. You are forcing our master to kill us. Sentinel Mendolis grazes the blade of his Castellan axe against the Emperor's right pauldron, throwing sparks. Companion Captain Vantix, wailing in lament, drives his warblade into the Emperor's ribs. Blood jets. You will pay, Horus. You will pay! The Master of Mankind reels, then shreds Vantix into ribbons with his power claw. He sidesteps Mendolis's second lunge in a swirling billow of cloak and runs his sword hilt deep into Shield Captain Amalfi's chest. Each companion he strikes down is a profound loss to humanity. Each one is a perfect creation of genetic and esoteric engineering. Masterpieces, hand-wrought with the most diligent and exacting labor. Each one is a boon companion and a friend, beloved as any son. And he is being obliged to destroy them one by one. The peerless blade splits Mendolis open. It splinters companion Heliad's visor and spins him off his feet. Was that why, first found? Was that why you made us your weapon of choice? The psychological effect? Did you think it would make him hesitate? Did you think it would make him vulnerable? You clearly do not understand at all. Vestarios Enteron drops to his knees, clutching his ruined torso. He crumples sideways. Sentinel Justinius misses with a two-handed swing and does not live to try a second. He is the Emperor of Mankind. He comes upon you in wrath, clad in his aspect of war. More than 30,000 years of work will not be undone by your malice and spite. That he is required by you to kill his own perfect warriors does not make him falter or weaken his resolve. It just makes him all the more determined to vanquish you. Beam energies rip across the flight deck. The Master of Mankind is knocked down. Oh, Golden Throne! Oh, my King of Ages! The Emperor has fallen against the side of another Stormbird, denting the armored flank and shaking it on its launch rack. The Theranatoi squad closes in, encircling him, the blood of their tears streaming down the ornate gold work of their Terminator armor, their adrathic weapons cycling for a second salvo. He cannot let them hit him full beam again. The Emperor leans for a split second against the Stormbird, fighting down the lingering pain so he can refocus his will. A squad of Hykanatoi vault the guardrails to their master's right, racing up the launch ramp to flank him. The relic weapons of the Theranatoi glow with power. The Emperor raises his hand. Imperial lightning ripples out, a brilliant neon blue. The searing forks scorch the deck and hurl the Theranatoi into the air like sheaves of corn caught in a cyclone. One ricochets off a ceiling hoist, fragmenting. Two tumble over the platform edge and plunge down the shaft of the through-deck elevator. Two hit a racked Stormbird so hard their armored bodies punch through the hull like breacher rounds. Four hit the deck with enough force to leave craters. One explodes, the power system of his adrathic beamer jarred to critical instability. The catastrophic detonation throws others off their feet. They sprawl on the deck around Kaikaltis and the other handful of companions, convulsing in resistance seizures. Kaikaltis rolls onto his side, shaking. He tries to rise, but he can't. He tries to reach for his spear, then pulls back his hand. He knows that if he touches it, the urge to use it against his master will become impossible to resist. He sees the Hykanatoi bearing down the ramp on his master's right. He sees his master turn and look at the deck supervisor's console on the chamber wall 100 meters away. He sees his master tense and spear the console with a telekine pulse and then duck to his knees. The ramp's ion launch catapult fires the Stormbird he was thrown against. It slams over him, past him. Fueling cables stretch and snap in clouds of sparks. Its engines and systems are dead, so it is merely dead weight, slung by the ion rail's accelerator. The Stormbird mows down and pulverizes the Hykanatoi on the ramp. It keeps going, starting to tumble down the entire kilometer length of the rampway in an expanding, seething fireball, and finally obliterates as it impacts the invisible integrity fields at the deck mouth. The Emperor rises to his feet. Loss, bitter pain and fury have broken the lulling spell of indecision woven by the warp. His will is now entirely clear and engaged. Before any more of the screaming custodians can move or rise or act, he enforces it fully. The deck lamps dim. Guide lights blow out. Consoles short and explode. Cables spit cinders and sag from the ceiling systems. All the custodies still alive drop. Kaikaltis collapses onto his face. They are all screaming and writhing. It is no longer in torment or grief. It is simply in pain. Pain will do it. The Emperor applies more. Shrieking, Kaikaltis can hear his master's booming wrath inside the buckling bones of his skull.
I will burn your torch out of them, first found. Do you see what I am now? Do you see what is coming for you?